Day during the NFL owners' meetings. State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy has filed a Freedom of Information request into Governor Hochul's administration regarding communications related to bail reform.
She's been dodging the press. She's been talking out of both sides of her mouth. And that's only what we know. Can you imagine the double dealing that's gone on behind closed doors?
Langworthy says he wants all forms of communication, including phone records, texts, and emails, from the start of the year. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumore says there's a crisis of violence in and near schools across the country, and federal funding is needed.
There should be an analysis done by asking the schools first, what do you need, and then whatever it takes. You know, it should, if it takes $1 billion to make our schools and communities safe, so be it. It's better than some of the things that we're spending our money on.
Rumore says the BTF will work with fellow unions and federal and state lawmakers. A movie partly filmed in Buffalo is up for Best Picture. Nightmare Alley is one of 10 films up for the top honor at tomorrow night's Oscars. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for rain and snow showers this afternoon, windy, a high 42. Tonight, cloudy and breezy with some snow this evening, followed by late snow showers, low 27. A bit of snow to start Sunday, then cloudy and breezy, a high 32. And Monday, clouds and sun with a high 27. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Andy Robb.
Thanks. Cloudy and 35 degrees in Buffalo.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Aging Gracefully. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I join you every Sunday morning, and it's so great that you're tuning into this. And, of course, our regular senior radio segment on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. Aging Gracefully is a Senior Radio Buffalo production, and it's brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. And I don't need to remind you that that also is mental health care, and especially through this pandemic, we have really heard from a lot more people who are having a harder time getting through this. And look at everything that COVID has thrust at us. First of all, it's been sickness, it's been death, it's been loneliness, it's been isolation. This has been a tough 2 years for an awful lot of people, and we're not quite all the way back yet. So if you have discovered that your mental health is suffering, or you know somebody who is also having problems and they're having an issue trying to get past this, we'd want you to know there's plenty of good help here in Western New York. And by all means, get out there and seek it out. Now more than ever, people are speaking up about the issues that they're having. It's actually perfectly normal if we have a mind and a brain and we're being put upon that we're going to suffer some stress. So this morning we're speaking with Tina Sunker, who is a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners. So Tina, good morning, and it's nice to have you with us.
Good morning, and thank you.
Listen, are there some mental health conditions more than others that should be addressed when we're talking about our senior population?
Well, I found that some signs of mental health that might need to be addressed is maybe a change in energy level, irritability, anger, loss of interest in once enjoyable activities. Maybe they've had a recent loss. They might be going through some grief, some sleep patterns. Maybe the individual is sleeping too much. Maybe they're sleeping too little. Also, maybe the person is not having three meals a day. Maybe they're only having one meal a day. These could be signs of depression, also signs of anxiety. Some of our seniors have weight loss, sudden weight loss. Maybe they have isolated themselves. And as you mentioned, during the pandemic, they're not receiving as many visitors as they once did. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not going to church. They're not socializing like they once were capable of doing.
Yeah, for that first year, we talked a lot with the directors of the senior citizen agencies and services and our groups and our clubs, and how they were trying to reach out, you know, to everybody by virtue of Zoom or more phone calls, just to get that friendliness and the camaraderie and the company, you know, let people know that they're still there and they're just waiting for things to get back to normal so we can go back to the way we were. But what you have said, Tina, is that it reminds me that there are many physical problems that really is associated with our mental health problems.
Yes, there is, such as perhaps the person may have basically during the normal aging process, we may lose our hearing, we may lose our vision, we may have maybe unfortunately recently had a stroke that has left us the individual with some physical limitations, maybe some speech concerns. Also with the loss of vision or hearing, the individual may no longer be able to drive and they can no longer maybe attend social activities such as day programs, church services. They can no longer visit family community services out there. So yes, this can all come alongside as well with mental health.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Tina Sunkers, who is a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners, and I'm Linda Pellegrino, hosting here on Aging Gracefully, a subsidiary of our Senior Radio Buffalo production, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. So, Tina, do you think that the senior population resists seeking mental help more than any other particular group?
Personally, in my experience, I think sometimes seniors don't know where to go and seek the mental health services out there in the community. Some seniors, they don't have, they don't know how to do Zoom. They don't know how to use a cell phone, or they might not even own a computer to seek out resources. In my experience, seniors, there have been some seniors, they just don't want to seek out mental health services because they don't want the neighbors to know. And I try to explain to them, no one knows unless you tell them. Mm-hmm. And finding and seeking out mental health services is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. There's benefits out there to seeking mental health services. Perhaps with the proper care and treatment, it would allow you to stay active in your home longer. maybe involving counseling just would allow you to just have a better overall mental health.
Yeah, now we're hearing about a lot more people seeking help, and it's great because they're really destigmatizing the fact that mental health issues are everywhere, and everybody, I think, at one point in their life could use some help when it comes to getting through some tough times. Do you think in any way that the senior population is more reticent to still kind of feel stigmatized by that word, you know, mental illness?
Yes, I do. I do. I think that seniors, they do think that it would definitely be stigmatized. Years ago, it wasn't talked about, and now you see signs everywhere out there. I think definitely during the pandemic, anxiety has come more to light for seniors in all ages. I do think it's with the seniors, it's just a matter of talking to them, letting them know what services are out there. I know right now during the pandemic, there are seniors that don't want to leave their homes. Some mental health agencies out there are doing Zoom calls. They're doing telehealth calls. They're making home visits. Even though if the senior does want a home visit. So I do think at times just talking with the senior, explaining what services are out there kind of breaks down that wall or that barrier to seek mental
absolutely.
Health services.
Tina, you are so right. This is Tina Sonker, everybody. She's a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners, and they help bring us aging gracefully. You know, it's funny because I'm entering my senior years now, Tina, and I remember my grandparents, they wouldn't even mention words like cancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would never mention a woman's body part, you know, that was private. They just wouldn't even say the word. So you can imagine what treating that generation, how difficult that might have been when you didn't even talk about things. It was almost like if you talk about it, you're going to get it, you know, so we're just not even going to mention it. I mean, my grandfather died of... I'm trying to remember what kind of cancer he had, but they never said it in my family. They never said it, you know what I mean? Because it was just mm-hmm. like, well, he had problems, you know, down there. And I'm like, oh, what does that mean, you know? And hopefully we're doing better with recognizing that our mental health is as important as anything else. And there's plenty of good people around who can help address this and really, really give us some great help.
I'm talking to seniors out there, like you had just mentioned years ago, the word mentioned to me is institution.
Oh.
I try to stress to seniors that is no longer the norm, but that is what they grew up with years ago. And even in my family, I had an uncle that was institutionalized, and it wasn't talked about.
No.
So it's just trying to break down those walls, letting the seniors know what services are out there. And if you do need some help just with counseling, that doesn't mean that you have to leave your home and give up your independence.
Right. You know, people would be so surprised at the volume of people who are looking for expert help from someone else. Even therapists have therapists because they're hearing other people's problems all the time. I mean, it's a very healthy thing to be able to talk things out with someone and get some guidance on things.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I have always mentioned, you, the more knowledge that you've learned, it empowers you. So I try to do as much as I can to help the senior population. I answer a lot of questions, and I don't claim to be an expert, but if there are questions, I will definitely seek out the answers and help the senior community out there to the best of my ability.
You know, usually when we wrap up a segment, I have a phone number that everybody will go to if they're looking for information. There's so much about this, Tina. We have a plethora of phone numbers. So if you want to give us a few of the top ones in the final minute of the show, please go ahead.
All right. I know there is a Niagara County Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services at 716-439-7400. There's Erie County of Mental Health at 716-858-8530. Erie County Crisis Services, 716-834-3131.
And that one's open on weekends, right, in 24 hours.
Exactly. Right. And Niagara County Crisis, 716-285-3515. And I also wanted to mention you can also call 211. It's a free and confidential link to Health and Human Services. They are available 24/7. Or you could go to www.211wny.org as well.
That's great. Tina Sonker, thank you so much from Catholic Medical Partners. We're talking a little bit about the signs of mental health issues and what can be addressed and what should be addressed when we come to our mental health and seniors' mental health and the kinds of things that counselors are seeing. Aging Gracefully, folks, we're so glad you tuned in. It's a Senior Radio Buffalo production brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Wett back with you here on the show. And we're so happy that you're joining us here. And we want to let you know, don't worry, you can always hear Senior Radio Buffalo at 11 o'clock on Saturday and our newer show, Aging Gracefully, at 6:30 on Sunday mornings, exclusively here on Radio 930 WBEN. You know, we got into this subject last week about preventive care and why that is so important for even 50 plus. So instead of me telling you about it, we're going to introduce Dr. Lisa Harris, who's the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. Good morning, Dr. Harris. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about this topic.
Well, me too, because let's talk about what preventive care is and why it is so important.
Sure. So preventive care are those medical services that are designed to prevent the progression or the development of disease. So it touches on a healthy weight, on fall prevention, on essential health screenings, and things like that to make sure that you maintain your optimal well-being. You know, as your body ages, you know, it weakens, and so you can become more susceptible to falls. Your immune system can be compromised, illnesses can be worse and can take longer to recover from, and seniors are more susceptible to those things. So it's really important to make sure you touch base with your primary care provider to get all of those services.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that when you say your immune system is easily compromised and illnesses can be worse and take longer to recover from. I think sometimes we don't give ourselves the patience that we used to have. You can have a flu and be down with it longer than you remember having it at 25 and things like that. So that's perfectly
right.
Normal as we get older. So let me ask you, since you're a doctor, should our listeners be discussing preventative care with their doctor?
Absolutely. So those are some of the main things that when you go to see your doctor, even if it's just for an acute visit, never miss an opportunity to have a conversation about the preventative care. So, you know, what things should you be asking your doctor? How do I stay active? How do I avoid falls? Talk about falling since your last visit. If you're having trouble with bladder control, what is your memory like? How are you eating? How are you sleeping? And those types of things you should really be discussing with your provider just about every visit.
Yeah, that's true, because if you're having an issue, they can chart it down with the date, and then you can kind of see how you're doing from year to year. And also, your doctor now has so many ways to remedy some of these things. He's got great advice about avoiding falls and bladder trouble and things like this.
Absolutely. And so many times those things are interconnected. So let's say if you're having trouble with your bladder and you're getting up a lot in the middle of the night, you can get up and fall. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so you tell your doctor you fell, but you didn't tell them that the reason you fell is because you were getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, it was dark, and you tripped. And so those types of things, you know, you have to make sure you bring up and discuss with your provider, because something really small can blossom into something big, and you want to control it when you can.
That is so true. And with the last 2 years, I think a lot of us have really become inactive. And if you're becoming inactive, maybe you're just sitting more, maybe just watching TV or doing something passive, and that may affect your mental health. So all of these things kind of tie together, including my next question, doctor, because the pandemic has made many of us very hesitant about going to the doctor for other than like an emergency or something chronic, certainly not for preventive care. So is it okay to call your doctor again and start seeing him or her again on a regular basis, even to just start talking about things like preventive care?
Absolutely. So at the start of the pandemic, as you already mentioned, many people were hesitant to go see their provider for fear of contracting illness or getting sick. And so we know that many have not come back to seeing us as needed and are not current with their health appointments. So it's safe and it's important to get back on track. If you missed a colonoscopy or a mammogram or whatever screening test, you can call your doctor today and get those things scheduled. So get back on track with your recommended preventive health screenings and your dental visits. It's incredibly important to make sure you have good oral care, because oral care can also lead to chronic conditions like heart disease. So it's important to make sure that your teeth are taken care of.
Yes.
Call your doctor
mm-hmm.
today.
And you know what, Dr. Harris, I think it's just so easy for us to just let some of those appointments go. It's like, well, I've been okay. I guess I'm okay. But you're absolutely right. Even something like missing a dental appointment can have adverse reactions down the road. So this is that time. It's spring now. We want to get back on track in so many different ways. Now, let me ask you this. What should people do if they don't have a primary care provider?
So there's a lot of things that people can do. So, you know, checking with your friends and your family about who their doctor is and if they're happy with the services. You can get recommendations from them and find out if the office is taking new patients. You can look around your neighborhood and see if your primary care provider is anywhere within your neighborhood, within your local community. And certainly you can always check with your Univera insurance provider to see who's in your network. We have a tool on our website to help find doctors and specialists.
Oh, that is good to know. Now, what should people do if they don't have health insurance?
So if you're over or under 65, we're here to help. We are community focused, and we can, if you certainly call into our customer service, to our customer service reps, we can help you try to identify an appropriate insurance for you and guide you to the to services that might be helpful. You know, we're right here in the community. We have 5-star rated Medicare plans, and we're accepted at 100% of hospitals and 98% of doctors in Western New York.
That's awesome.
So we can help you with that.
That's right. And by the way, Univera is a local community-focused 5-star rated Medicare plans, right, and is accepted at 100% of hospitals and 98% of doctors in Western New York. So chances are that's going to be just a great choice for you.
Absolutely.
That is
great.
Now, doctor, let me go back a little bit to the preventative care, because we're talking to people who are listening with their spouses and or significant others and who are by themselves. A lot of times the person who may be listening is doing very well, but the person they're living with seems to push it off. OK, how do we get that person to get back on track?
Oh boy!
I hate to preface this, but I want to say in this case, in my brain, I'm thinking our husbands, because you know, if it ain't broken, don't break it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're I think from what I just know from personal experience, I cannot and will not speak for others. I think that's always a tougher sell.
Yeah, it really is. Now, there's a couple of things that you could do. You certainly cannot. It'd be difficult for you to make the appointment for the other person. Mm-hmm. Most provider offices are going to ask that the member of the patient call. But you can certainly call your doctor and share some concerns that you have. So if your spouse, significant other, is having some issues, you can call them and let them know what your concerns are, and then they can reach out to that person to try to make that appointment. You can get them to ride with you to your appointment. And while you're there, you know, hey, do you think you should make an appointment with your doc? You can, you know, there's a variety of different things that you can do to try to encourage them, or just, you know, if you're getting your colonoscopy or your mammogram or whatever screening test, it's like, have you done yours? What do you think about doing that? And just try to be encouraging to get folks to doing that. And certainly you can always call your Univera hotline to your customer service rep and see what other tools and services we might be able to assist you with making an appointment for that loved one.
I think that's a great idea. Get some help on your side, because even at our ages now, you may notice that your loved one is maybe having trouble hearing. And if they're not hearing as well, then you know what? You're going to find that they're not involved in the conversations. And maybe even that lead to a mental health issue. So even something like that, it's important, like you say, have that team approach and get on in there and get that taken care of, because there's so much great help out there.
Yeah, that's a touchy one. Hearing is really important, and that happens fairly often where people are losing their hearing, and then they get a little argumentative, saying, I heard what you said, or you didn't say something, you know, all kinds of arguments.
Right.
From that.
Or you're mumbling.
Like, you know, that's right. So it's really important to get that checked out and make sure that you're seeing your provider about hearing.
Absolutely. And remember, everybody, we're talking about if you need that help from a primary care provider, if you don't have health insurance, Univera is there for you. We want to thank Dr. Lisa Harris, who's the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. And tell everybody you heard Dr. Harris here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A source tells the Associated Press the Bills have moved closer to landing $200 million in league funding for a new stadium. The NFL Stadium and Finance Committee backed the Bills' request for a G4 loan. A formal vote comes Monday during the NFL owners' meetings. New York's Republican chairman wants answers on bail reform.
We are submitting a Freedom of Information Law request into Governor Hochul's administration on all communications related to bail reform.
Nick Langworthy says public safety is on the ballot this November, and voters have the right to hear from Hochul and what she's been saying about bail reform. He wants all forms of communication from the start of the year from the governor's office. Some much-needed training space is coming for first responders of the Lackawanna Fire Department.
State Senator Tim Kennedy was in Lackawanna on Friday at Firehouse No. 3 on South Park Avenue to announce $235,000 in state funding for the city to construct a new fire training facility. This training space will provide the Lackawanna Fire Department and other first responders with a new state-of-the-art facility to prepare first responders to respond to fires and other first aid calls. The funding will provide a new 30-foot, three-story training tower along with two shipping containers to assist with search and rescue training, as well as a roof simulator for ventilation training. In addition, the city will be able to purchase Jaws of Life extraction equipment and other props to simulate vehicle, stove, and dumpster fires.
This facility is a strategic investment in the brave Lackawanna firefighters, but also in the great city of Lackawanna itself. And the city, under Mayor Iafallo, is demonstrating the kind of forward visionary thinking and the big picture thinking that we appreciate in government. And I can tell you, in working with the mayor and working with Chief Jim Fino, we were able to deliver today, but we're looking forward to doing even more as we move forward.
More details of what's to come for the Lackawanna Fire Department with this state funding are available for you on our website, WBEN.com. I'm Brayton Wilson for WBEN.com News.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumor says violence in and around schools has become a national crisis requiring federal intervention.
We need federal intervention. We need the intervention of the President and of Congress to earmark special funds so that our schools can make our schools and communities safe.
Rumor says the BTF is asking for federal funding earmarked for school counselors, school psychologists, and sufficient security personnel to be trained to gain the confidence of students to relate any concerns. Buffalo police are investigating a Thursday night shooting. Police say it happened just before 9:30 near High Street and Maple. A 42-year-old man was shot multiple times. He is in critical condition at ECMC. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, "I look to the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation.
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you. Where else would I rather be? Nowhere else, because Senior Radio is happening. This is what's important, because it's important to you. All of the things that we talk about are important to you, whether we talk about legal services, places to live, your social life, how you look and how you see yourself. And that's going to be the focus of our next segment. I'm so happy to have with us here my wonderful friends from Our Salon. Phil Pullman and Tara Pace are now the co-owners of the salon. Now, I've been going to the salon forever. It's always been great, but I am so looking forward to see what these folks bring to the table, because they're so passionate about what they do. Our salon is at 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, right across from TJ Maxx, that nice little white house you see. Their number is 633-3401. 633-3401, oursalonbuffalo.com. I go, and every time I leave there, I'm feeling better about myself. Now, let's face it, my hair isn't the same way it was when I was 25, all right, or 30, going to Our Salon. I'm 66 now. My hair has changed. But when I leave, what's consistent is how great it looks. You got to go to good people to get that kind of result. And Phil and Tara have a whole salon of great people. So good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda.
And I have to tell you, it's an experience every time I go. And I think a lot of people depend on you folks for that experience, whether they're men or women, because you're seeing us professionally, how we're looking, how we're wearing our hair, how we've changed maybe with an illness or with COVID. And you're dealing with the person so we can move on for the next 6 weeks or so and be confident that we're looking our best. You really have a lot to do with a lot of people's self-esteem and their inner confidence. And I know you take that very personally.
Yes, Linda. Absolutely. A couple things we want to touch on is COVID hair and men's grooming. You know, first of all, we'll talk about COVID hair. Most people have been losing their hair after having COVID. Don't panic. Within 3 months, it'll start to grow back. Yes, will it fall out? Overall thinning? Yes, it will. But don't panic.
Well, that's important, because there's a lot of people I know who are listening right now saying, I thought it was just me. No, oh, COVID will God. Do that. Even now, if you've had it or you're just suffering from the effects of everything COVID has brought us, which is it that you lose your hair? Can it be both?
It can be both.
I think so.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nerves and stress. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that it's definitely.
Huge.
Definitely. But 100%, though, I mean, people are thinning and you had COVID. Most likely it's from actually having COVID, being in the house, being stressed out, watching TV, things that are going on today in the news. I mean, all these things, you have nothing else to do besides watch, listen, and absorb it. You got to break away a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, Tara, away. That's why the consultation that you have someone for a new client is really just as important as the client who's been with you for 10 years.
Absolutely. Definitely. It's the number one thing that you need to do. You need to talk to people. You need to know what they're about. You have to know inside and out, because it is a lot about the inside, not just the outside. Mm-hmm. So if we work on that and we do that, I think that everything just falls into place.
Nobody will ever just sit in a chair and get a haircut at our salon.
Absolutely.
That's not what it's about.
No.
Because you know that it's so much more than that for the person. And there's so much that you can help them with, whether it's their texture issues or dryness, or they want more curl, they want more bounce. They want to look in the mirror and see the person that they are on the inside, and you can help them achieve that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, we offer smoothing services, you know, perms, highlights, color. Sometimes by just getting a little peekaboo color in mm-hmm. your hair, little highlight service, all over blonding, darkening, you know, razor cuts, regular cuts. I mean, we could do so much. We actually have a smoothing system that'll smooth down that unruly hair of yours for 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, or it'll actually fade out, or we can actually do the one that's permanent that actually starts to grow out.
Wow.
So to smooth down people that have that unruly hair, you know, but getting back to the whole COVID hair, you know, a lot of people have noticed different changes in their hair, and they don't know how to deal.
Yeah.
Right.
So you should definitely come and see us to say, how can I fix this? How can I make this better?
Right. And I must say, the product line that you carry is so, I mean, you have to almost have to be a scientist to really know what you guys do. Everything is complicated. It's changed. But there's a product for everybody. Don't just go to the supermarket and pick a shampoo and wonder
Number
why
one.
your color faded.
I mean, it's important if you're going to invest in a haircut, take a good look at the products that they now make to keep it looking great.
That is the number one thing Phil says to everybody. He says, you go to the doctor prescribes something, you go get that.
Mm-hmm.
You get it prescribed. We're the same way. We're prescribing this for your hair.
Right.
Buy it and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Walgreens and buy anything off the shelf. You're just going to ruin everything we just did.
Right.
We're not trying to sell you to make money. We are trying to make your hair better.
Right.
And to make it recreated at home. People, number one thing they say, I can never do what you do at the salon. Yes, you can. If you get all the tools and all the knowledge and you do it, I will sit here with you for hours and show you exactly what to do because you are going to do it at home.
Right.
If you use everything I use.
Plus, you wouldn't give them a haircut that they couldn't reproduce.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's
I mean,
just ludicrous.
And so many people, you know, it's almost like going to the dentist. They have a fear of going to a good hairdresser because they think that, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to come out, you know, 180 degrees going the other way and that's not what I want. But they actually maybe could use that because a lot of people haven't gone to a good hairdresser in a long time. And it's just like going for a physical. You can't treat your hair like you did 20 years ago and say, well, this is all I do. Because you know what, folks? It looks it.
Absolutely.
It looks it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Look around you.
Right.
Look around. Go through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mall. Look at people around you and say, do I feel like I look like the best I can be? You know, do you want to be the best you can be? Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much do you want to invest in yourself? You know, you'll spend $200 at a dinner.
Right.
Or $100 at a dinner.
Right, not think anything of it.
Not think anything of it. But you're wearing this hair every day.
Right, every day.
Every day you're wearing this hair and you're looking at it. You know, and also when we change things on you, color, things like that, we give recommendations for makeup. You know,
yes.
Because you have to change your makeup.
That's right.
You have to change your makeup. You have to sometimes change. And then that will eventually should melt down and say, oh, maybe I should get a new outfit.
Right.
Even if you buy one new outfit for yourself, you know, to make yourself feel great.
And it amazes me, too, how many men come into our salon. You have a lot of male clients because they are looking also to hey, listen, guys are in the workforce a long time. Women are, too. But they understand that. It's important to show your best self. And the grooming, how you look to somebody else, is super important. And a lot of times you'll have to point that out to some of the clients, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Tara,
my Lord.
Right?
Tara has some issues
with
grooming.
My issues are you're coming to me to get your hair cut. What about that beard? Mm-hmm. What about those eyebrows? We need to do everything. You just have to manscape. Just to make yourself a better everything.
Right.
Your hair is going to look amazing. Why not make everything look amazing?
Yes.
You can't have an incredible barbering haircut, you know, very edgy, and have one eyebrow across your forehead, Linda. There's no way. There's no one eyebrow, okay? We're going to divide those, and we're going to make them cousins, not twins, and we're going to detach them from your hairline.
Right. Yeah. Well, just like when you go to a doctor, you want to make sure the doctor's giving you a physical. He asks about a lot of different things. Well, that's the same when you go to a good professional haircutter, a good stylist. And I may say, they're not all created equal. You guys make sure that you and your staff, whether they've been with you for years or they're brand new, are going for constant education. And that's something that you make sure they do. It's not
Absolutely.
Something that the state recommends.
Nope.
Oh, no. The state recommends nothing
right.
for continuing education.
Nope. It's all on us. And we love it. We thrive on it. What's the word? I love education.
Yeah, you're passionate about it.
I just love yes. And
learning.
I feel so good after mm-hmm. it.
And I've been around for so many years, you know, and so I'm to the point where that's my thrill is to educate my staff.
Yeah, well, we're going to leave it there because I want everybody to be able to get to the phone and make their appointment. If you're looking in the mirror and it's time to take another picture, our salon is waiting for you. You'll probably see me there. 633-3401, 633-3401. Oh, yeah, well, I'm great with tinfoil in my hair, but it's fantastic. Come on in. 7158 Transit Road, Williamsville, across from TJ Maxx. And you tell Tara and you tell Phil and everybody there, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home.
Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Hey, everybody, you're back with us again here on Senior Radio. Linda Pellegrino, always so happy to be with you. And I mean, with everything that's happening around the world and everything that we're exposed to right now, I think there's many times where you say to yourself, yeah, I'm not even sure it's worth getting out of bed. I just don't know about this crazy world. But, you know, as we have all known, hard times before, you can't live that way. You have to get up and you have to move. You have to keep moving forward because, as they say, the sun will come out tomorrow and there's always a better day ahead. I have a wonderful in-studio guest who knows this firsthand and has really done something about it and wants to share that with you today. And that is Richie Durwald. You've seen him entertain for years and years in Western New York. And Richie is so honest about his own self and his struggles. And Richie, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Linda.
And it's great to have you in studio because every time I talk to you, you're very, very upbeat. And because of the situation, you've decided we have to be proactive. We have to move forward and do good things with other like-minded people. And we're going to have great days. We're going to have really good days. And you have started up this venture called UpProject.us. Tell us what UpProject.us is.
Well, it was started by Nels Ross, who is like one of the most entertaining people I've ever met in my in entire life. I said he was like Dick Van Dyke and mm-hmm. Stan Laurel, but who can really juggle? And Dr. Catherine Ann Sweeney, Dr. Kate, she has her theory of relativity. And that group, the UP Project, you know, we all agreed that there's enough negative nonsense in this world, and we wanted to start some positive nonsense. And, you know, you can't go wrong with putting the fun into fundraiser.
Absolutely.
I mean, and we met some incredible people from the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary. And we're going to do something, and that's where we're going to try to put a little extra fun into a pre-existing platform, and everybody knows it. It's called Bald for Bucks.
I like Bald for Bucks. I've been bald. Not even for bucks.
You've been bald and not even, I wish this interview
that,
was
huh?
longer.
Well,
my gosh.
10 years ago when I was on chemo, yes, that was all part of my life too.
So yeah. You know that a positive attitude is incredibly important.
It's everything. You know, and it's funny, Richie, that you should mention that, because I used to write down a lot of, you know, doctor's visits and things that I would talk to with other women. And there's just a lot of stuff that comes along with cancer that you're dealing with for the first time. Now, I was always very positive about my outcome because I caught my cancer very early, okay? I never would mean to cast aspersions on anybody who has a much more serious, you know, bout of cancer than I did. But I used to tell my husband, I said, you know, I would love to do 10 minutes of stand-up on cancer for other cancer
10
survivors.
10 minutes of stand-up?
Yeah, because, and that's my husband would look at me. I said, no, there's been a lot of humor because the things that your body goes through, nobody would understand this but another cancer survivor.
Wow.
And you either laugh or cry about it, you know? And just some funny stuff. And I used to write stuff down all the time and say, I don't think I can go forward with this because I think people would be offended. But having been the person who went through it myself, it's like anytime you're going through something and you say to somebody else, who would believe this, you know, if this would happen? That's a moment, you know, that you can make something humorous out of it. And that's how you have to look at some things. You're going to laugh or cry,
gosh.
You know?
I'm blown away, first of all. I love the whole stand-up idea. You could totally be on our up team. You know what I mean? Up, because
right.
That's the whole attitude. So you wrote a stand-up routine about going through...
Right. For myself, absolutely. About
for
myself.
Yourself.
Right. It was about myself for others to try to get them through it and understand that they weren't alone.
Oh, my
gosh.
And they
this.
Certainly, I mean, everybody knows someone who has gone through this,
you
right?
You know, it's the way you feel. It's the way your body looks. It's you know, these tests that you're taking, these crazy biopsies. I mean, you have to have, you know, experienced it. But you walk away, you're shaking your head going, I just can't believe that. It's like, I'm going through this. But like I said, there's a lot of moments where when you're learning different things, too, you actually... Before you actually learn what different things do, you have a lot of misinformation in your head, and it's good to find out that that's not true. But that's kind of, that can be funny, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, good, because I thought I was going to have to do this when all I have to do is this. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing your own thing, upproject.us. So tell us how people can get in touch with you about upproject.us.
Well, they can go right to our website, and it is upproject.us, not .com, upproject.us.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the Bald for Bucks, we're going to be posting everything on the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page.
Oh, how fun.
So we're going to have updates and things like this. We're going to have crazy setting. Saturday Night Lifestyle videos.
Oh, fun.
And one thing that I always tell people, too, is, I didn't stutter because I was nervous. That's just what I do, which is one of the things that frees me, is being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do that in front of all these Buffalo Sunrise people because they're fun-loving people who want to do good. They put service above self. And as far as community service, I never knew it could be this fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That, you know, that means that you're really doing something wonderful and something that's very necessary. And, you know, just bringing a smile to somebody else's face is everything. That's everything.
It is.
You know?
It is.
And now you're gonna help out with the Bald for Bucks, and that usually benefits Roswell, right?
Oh, goodness gracious!
It's gonna benefit Roswell Park, and so you can find out more about that, just like Richie was saying, by getting in touch with the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club, because you're gonna have a Bald for Bucks fundraiser in March to support Roswell Park Cancer Institute. Do you know where that's going to be? You have any details on that yet?
Yeah, here's the details. We are launching this thing, and the first thing that we are going to do is we're going to challenge all the other Rotary clubs in the area.
Oh, that's a lot of them.
To get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
We want to put the fun into a fundraiser, and we want to really let everyone know that this Bald for Bucks is a great opportunity to do good.
Yeah.
And we're going to let them know with fun. If people want to wear a crazy hat or a wig or everything, we are going to make the silliest videos that you've ever seen for a great cause.
So you don't necessarily have to go bald.
You
to
don't
get involved.
No, I mean, people can cut their hair, style right. their hair, grow their beards, or we're going to find a lot of other things that we can do during this little campaign, mm-hmm. if you will. And again, you can go to the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page and see all the updates.
Wow, that's great. That's great, Richie. I'm so glad. And you have been involved with upproject.us for a while now. And as you were telling me, something like this, when it has momentum, it's like a little ball that goes downhill. It's just going and going, and more people want to get involved with you. And I think that's
yes.
great.
And yeah, and I haven't even scratched the surface. I thought we should concentrate on the Rotary Ball for Bucks fundraiser.
Right.
But it's going to be fun. And hopefully I can tell you a little more about our arts and education programs.
Oh, that's great.
And we have programs that are like TED Talks meets America's Got Talent. There's so much going on. But right now it's all about a Rotary Ball for Bucks fundraiser.
That's great, because you know, we learned through the pandemic it was no fun to be by ourselves. It was no fun to be alone. We don't want to do that again. We don't have to do that again. There's so many people now who are really reaching out and saying, let's get back to what we were. Let's even do better than that. Let's get together, and let's get together for a good cause. And you know, you can't get better than this. You're really
no,
doing it all.
No, you really can't.
Yeah.
You really, and I think we need to, again, encourage one another, build each other up, and we're all going to enjoy our life more by hanging around with these optimistic people
right.
who put service above self. I am telling you, it's great for your mental health.
It
Trust
is.
Me.
It is great for your mental health. And I do remember two more things from my old stand-up. One
okay.
was I used to have a, I was telling Richie earlier that there was a time where I really wanted to do 10 minutes on just surviving cancer. And I said, there's a lot of funny stuff there. I said, I used to have a t-shirt and it said, of course they're fake. The real ones tried to kill me.
Oh my goodness.
And I love that.
You should see where she's pointing.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It was breast cancer, right?
Yes.
And then the rest of it, I can't really remember because you have no short-term memory. And when you have cancer, so the rest of it's buried back there somewhere.
Well,
but it'll come to me.
I lost a lot of brain cells in the 80s, and I have no memory either. So,
but anyway, good stuff. All right, Richie Durwald is here for upproject.us. Look that up. Okay, get involved with these folks, and don't forget the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page to get involved with their Bald for Bucks fundraiser. We're putting the fun back in fundraiser. And remember, you heard it here on Senior Radio Buffalo,
live local. Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Pack.